Good morning. It's Friday, the 13th day of January. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Friday is expected to be cloudy with occasional rain and a high of 55. Overnight there will be more rain as temperatures drop to 44. It will be fairly similar Saturday with a high of 56, but will cool off going into Sunday, dipping to 41 and only getting back up to 47. Sunday overnight will fall to 39. Now on with today's top stories. A boy died after being shot Thursday afternoon, according to Tacoma Police. South Sound 911 received calls of shots fired in the 4000 block of Portland Avenue East just before 3 p.m. Officers immediately administered first aid to the victim until Tacoma Fire Department personnel arrived. The boy was transported to a hospital where he died from his injuries, police said. A department statement described the boy as a juvenile male, but did not provide his exact age. Police said they are investigating the incident as a homicide. If you're struggling to find a decently priced carton of eggs at your local supermarket, you're not alone. In fact, a viral outbreak is to blame for surging egg prices. Egg prices continue to break records at retail stores amid ongoing supply chain shortages. The USDA released a report Monday which shows that the average price for a dozen large grade A white eggs across all U.S. regions is now at around $5.25. That is more than three times higher than the same period in 2022, where the average price of grade A white eggs was at $1.57. In addition, the average price for a dozen organic brown eggs hovered around $3.66 for the month of December in the Pacific Northwest region. In the Tacoma area, the eggs most affected by the supply issue are brown and grade A eggs, as well as cartons of extra large and jumbo sizes. Inside one of city's grocery locations, we found no organic brown grade A eggs of any size on shelves. Another local entity is leaving downtown Tacoma, this time a community organization's co-working space. Spaceworks Tacoma announced this week on social media it was closing its co-working site known as 1120 Downtown, formerly known as 1120 Creative House, at 1120 Pacific Avenue. The program's director pointed to a changing co-working landscape, coupled with a number of vacancies at its site as of late 2022 as contributing factors. The site will be completely closed after this month. Spaceworks Tacoma, which started in 2010, is a joint initiative of the City of Tacoma and the Tacoma-Pierce County Chamber. It primarily works to fill vacant storefronts and spaces in the city. The Tacoma Police Department fired a senior officer last year after he accidentally recorded a sexual interaction in his patrol car while on duty and then confessed he had used department resources to coordinate the extramarital affair. The officer's termination and the details of why were detailed in investigative and disciplinary records recently obtained by the News Tribune through a public disclosure request. Jeffrey Robillard, a patrol specialist and officer since August 1995, was fired March 17, 2022, for violating department policy on unbecoming conduct during the encounter in a Tacoma Dome parking lot on the morning of December 14, 2021. He told Internal Affairs investigators that he did the same thing about a week prior. Tacoma police are investigating after a North End gas station convenience store was robbed at gunpoint Tuesday night. Surveillance video shows a man pull a gun on the clerk, demand cash and then thank her as he left. The robbery occurred at about 10 p.m. at a gas station in the 2600 block of North Stevens Street, according to Tacoma Police Department. That's when police were dispatched for a report of an armed robbery. By the time officers arrived, the robber had fled in a Kia Soul with at least one passenger, surveillance video from the convenience store shows. Police spokesperson Wendy Haddo said no arrests have been made. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT Offers for more information.